This morning I'm turning to the Gospel of Matthew chapter 7. I read to you verse 13 and 14. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereof. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. And this morning, our thinking is on this subject, on these verses of our dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. These are his own words which he spoke when he was delivering that popular sermon which we call the Sermon on the Mount. It's part from chapter 5 the way through chapter 7. It's part of the whole narrative. And this is going to be our meditation this morning. And so our subject is two ways and destinations of life. You see, in our opinion, some from you in our view, if you might use some panimo. Now, I am somewhere can you read your script to Mrana or can in Sambia, I found a Sermon on the Mount. Chapter 5 to chapter 7. Now, and somewhere or can in Genona, you perceive a drinking Huna and a pay. Now, yea, but a bit Johnson said, I find a bravo quine munu and ne soon sanswap. I know, and not same way, my opinion, or about point me, you know, I will be asking you, and yes, so insincere I saw. The Lord Jesus Christ, when he said this, he spoke about this by like using illustration. And so he spoke about two gates, and also two ways, which, like in the original, is two roads. Two ways, two gates that leads to two roads and their destination. And as we go on, we'll go deeply into the verse and try to get a further understanding about it. But it's something that the Lord of life wants us to be thinking about. In this whole world, there are only two ways of life. There are only two ways of life. And there can I say, and somewhere you write in your scripture, I see a dream being who you are. If you say, we are somewhere with me, you are Brabo Minupe. You are on the other side or the other way. There's no a middle ground. But people sometimes try to create a middle ground. But the Lord Jesus Christ made us to know that there are only two ways. And you know that after creation, when God made the human race, man was following only one way of life. And that way tended to a singular destination, which was making them to have eternal life. Adam and Eve didn't have eternal life. They had a life which, as we know, we say that in the probation, they were in a state of test where the Lord confirmed them. And then, so that they were in the way that were leading to life, where they can obtain eternity so that all their descendants will have lived forever. You know that before the Lord told them to give birth, to subdue the earth, to multiply before they fell into sin. You see, so that it was the plan of God that people will come into the world, but they will have been a better life, a better world without sin. And could you just imagine that all the millions of billions have lived on earth who have lived, still living without dying. And the Lord who have made it so that people could live like that without dying. But then the way of life was born after sin entered into the human race. The Lord blocked the human race from entering into the way of life, entering into eternal life, because man has sinned. And then man begins to invent other way to live. Man begins to create his own life. To live according to his own imagination. Man begins to pave a way of life for himself. So, they can say, Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve, the few on nipa asha asiye hwehwe kwan obetumi aiden atena so enso nyankopon ni. So that is how it has been. And this way that man have chosen, the human race chose, has brought a curse in the world. And the human history records it. The actions of men and how we live without God. Human history, read every history of any people, you realize, and if it is, I mean, the history is recorded, you realize all the marks of human inventions which have brought so much of suffering, so much of troubles to our own life, because it's a decoy from the way of God. If you say, Nipa, Aquina, Nipa, I know what Abubon Ibimu, so Professor Chas will be a similar son. I acquire a chiafa, a radiafa. It's a way that leads astray from the ways of God. In Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29, the Bible tells us God has made man upright, but they sought out many inventions. Bible tells me, who Paul Bonipa training, then Sunipa, he share a pine degree. You see, then those inventions are the various ways of life that human think that sit down and think how he should live his life without considering the God of life. Sir, Bible tells any farmer who born in my training, and if I like that, I shall find me, professor, there or transfer upon a brother. Yes, I'm saying, sir, I find you doing any person, tenacity, a womb. Ah, a person abroad born or kidney who feed a radio crying to him. It's not this thing that the God who holds our life, they want to live astray, I mean, want to enjoy their life and then live, away from me. It's sad, eh? But that is how we are. You know, life is like a journey. And the Lord Jesus Christ has made us to know that the life has only two ways. You know that even our traditional way of thinking, when you go to funeral, people think of when a person dies, he's going to travel. So they'll be giving him money, other things. So when you go, you to buy this, they are thinking of crossing a river and everything. This is that human imagination about death. But it still tells us that, I mean, if people are thinking right, they know that death is not the end of life. It's only people who try to suppress that idea that there's life after death. They think that life when you die, that's not even our ancestors who were living in as we say in the forest and everything. They knew that there was life after death. See, so it's no education that should tell us there's no life after death. How did they get it? They get from. They just want to suppress their conscience from that. They can say, I acquaint you. I just speak to Amir who said. It's only a man who says, oh, Nipa, who are to us. But it's the Bible alone that tells us what happens when people die. So that the life we live here, the consequence comes upon us when we die, as we continue our journey, whether to hell or eternal life. So that the Lord Jesus Christ, who knows this life, who have told there are two ways, it tells us there's one way that is right, which is planned by God. And the other way, he shows us, is the wrong way, that is contrived by men, by their own imagination, a way of rebellion against God. And in this way, the Bible tells us, there is a broad way, we'll go further into that. Meaning that there are so many subways, there are so many branches to this, because the broad way, a way that has so many, you can just pass anywhere, and you can just have your freedom. In this way, we have atheists. There are atheism in this Broadway. People are free to live there. They are pleasure seekers. Those who pursue pleasure in this world, they think that the life should be only of pleasure and feel free and live as you please. They are also sensualists, and like those who promote all form of sexual, immoralities, the homosexuals, adults, whatever it is. They are all in this Broadway. False religion also is also there. Because people have enforced religion, people are free to worship God as they please. People are free to think of their own religion, and they think it's a way to worship God. So this is another way. All sorts of false religions are on this Broadway, as well as others who are not religious. We have those who think they are free thinkers. I mean, they are connected to the atheists and whatever. They should just, have that liberty. They shouldn't be restricted by any higher laws. Whatever they think is right or wrong. So you see, and there are many. I mean, the pleasure seekers, like, you know, our world today is full of entertainment, and also, the people think that they should just, I mean, give themselves up to, I mean, the feelings and the whatever will satisfy their lust. That's all. The air can listen, sir, a quiet can see away. I'm not sure if you're a person. They have almost all, as I said, OBSC, the officer, Yamau Pine. Jane, the officer of the Gina, Tracis, Omina, South Pine, so, and Nina, Pine, Nipa, Abu, and Wafa, or Faso, officer, San Oso, Tanaka. They are fine, it's also part, but it's a Broadway, that's what the Bible tells us. The Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came on earth to die for sin in order to bring us back to the road, to the way that is right. The way that was originally given to us, which we by sin have diverted ourselves by our own imaginations. The Lord, He died on the cross to bring us back from here, so that the human race can know this way of righteousness, the only cause of life that pleases God. Yes, Christ, so be we are seeing what we ascend the answer. No, or we now be trying, you bet me a king who fear quire access or ah, or say, say, if I can see anyone in the other call, be the angel. So that's the purpose why he came to this world. God knew that if he should leave man to himself, man will never find a way to him. Man will go on and on and destroy himself. And as years and years have gone, people have destroyed themselves. We say, Nipa Atnas was at the animal. So, yes, Christopher Babi, who are covering, ascend the animal, so, and the Tia Boneca, son of a quiet to buy my between who carved, between whom, Salpaya, I train, I did buy a ride anymore between young one. Again, I read to you our verse again. Enter in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in the rat. Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. And as I told you, these words were spoken by the Lord Jesus Christ as part of that famous narrative we call the Sermon on the Mount. I mean, the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5 to 7. So, I mean, he spoke a lot. And why he said this to them, this particular expression, was that he saw each of his hearers. Well, they have heard him narrating everything to them. He saw each of his hearers as those who have traveled the journey of life in the wrong way. He saw all the crowd who have come to help him, that they've all traveled in this journey of life in the wrong way. And as he has spoken to them the way of righteousness, he has taught them, pointing to himself, he is the life, he is the way of righteousness. And also, as he has taught them this, so it's like they have known their own way, they have walked in it, and also he has taught them the right way. So now what has, they have come to the crossroad of life. They have come to a junction where they must decide, where they must, if they will continue to go on their life of sin, which is a rebellion against God, which will lead to eternal destruction, or which will lead to eternal life, which he has spoken to them about, which is by him. They can say, rather, yes, Christ, or can't say same way. No, finish, I'm going to say, a quiet minua, or so pipe for her, be come and also pipe for the fun. Enna, or sound so a mom who is said, or move a coso after a more quiet, and to know an answer my first, or more bit here, no matter a quiet, they call and come one.
So it's like he just told them the two way of life, the way which is not right, the way which goes against God. So as we move on this morning, I will also describe, this way to us in our time also. Because in their time, there were similar things which are also similar to us who are living on this Broadway. But every generation creates more of their own Broadways. You see, every generation creates their own Broadways. But the right way, which is the way, the right way, which is through Christ, is only one. It never changes from generation to generation, the same way. But man tried to, change the Broadway to beautify a little for him or for his people to live on. So after we will consider that, then we will also look, if you are on the right way, then I will say that you are a happy person because you know the right way. But if you are on the wrong path or the wrong way, then you have to decide. Also, that the Lord Jesus Christ tells you. You have to decide. The mechanic says, if you share something with you, that's the one I'm finding that in the studio. And the AMO, the Mishal. The one I'm finding out, and the now, you excuse yourself, so no, then. So we decided so about to ask and answer over the same thing. So we are thinking about the two ways of life and their destination. So the first thing that we think of the broad way, for the Bible tells us, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. So the first thing we are thinking of the broad way. The broad way represents the way of living that is easy to adapt. The broad way. Yes, sir. I find now. You say a sooner a bino. Aye, a bravo quire. It's a way of life where you live according to your imaginations. Where you set moral standards for yourself. You decide for yourself what is right or wrong. Aye, quire. One, utnas na bua jina uditna. Aye, quire. Say, the aye papa ni the born in one. Ushishema. Wow, we are Omra. That's the first thing we think of the Broadway. I'm sure you know that people often categorize sins, and also in this world, every society has which sins are bigger sins, which sins are smaller sins, and also. And so they live by that. But you know that it's only God so that tells us every sin makes us sinners. It doesn't matter, we are so-called the bigger sin or the lesser sin. But in our world today, then also, even if you go to the law courts, we have some offenses that demands big harsher punishment. And we have some offenses that demands lesser punishment. Then also, some they will throw you to prison, some they will just charge you some coins, or some they will just warn you and all that. But before God, every sin can drop you to hell. They can say, some point, yeah, you say a Broadway, a KT, Baku, Mississippi, it is normal, Boma, you know, Matinasi. On one, I share Papa and Bonimon. And on one sooner, I share Bonway, Kessie, Bonway, Kitwa, the Bonway, there's some, yeah, and yet, Kitwa with the Mia and Yaki, and she share away. Then because I hope you are one. You are here with me, society, be our hour, the one, why share Bonnie, who caught to cry. Your Bonnie be our yard, a jail. So we think that there's degrees in sin. But before God, every speck of sin can drop you to hell. There isn't bigger sins or lesser sins. It's not true that many people think that murder, adultery, are greater sins than pride, lies, and envy, and such, and that's in their heart. And you know, Christ said, Nipa Bebre, I think said, Jamaimbo, Nipa Kum, Ewudie, any bonny be a good self, as so saying, Savia, Macumum, Macumum, and Ibrishim, and I'm drunk and getting another day with the Yadibia. Yes, I'm vibrating. But to be called by my head, and also because we are there, and also because Cocumipa, hey, oh, we didn't know. But you're a refuser, and truck a kind of mismatch, mismatch. That's what we think, that's how society thinks, and also. And this is the broad way we have created for ourselves. If we are to live, the whole world were to live in that state God has shown us in His Word, we have seen every sin as sin as it takes every person to hell. So they categorize sin in this way by their own imaginations, but not according to God's standards. And there are many who live like this. They determine what is right and wrong for themselves. This is the broad way. Yeah, because if you determine what is right and wrong, you offend. You offend God. You yourself becomes a great sinner. Because you are rather telling God that you are wiser than Him. So this is the broad way. This is how people live. It's also the way of life that is popular to all kinds of people. And this kind of thinking is popular in everywhere. Where people think of, things should be, sins should be categorized. It's everywhere. People think like that. And also in this way, human opinions are followed without thinking of its consequences. In this broad way, people reject God's word and rather follow human opinions. So, is it not very common in our society today that people follow those who think there's no God? And then you say one day, and those men who think this, who follow this people, they don't even think of what their life will be after death. They don't even think of their sins. Yes, this person says there's no God, but what about your sin? And the judgment will come. Or you think when you die, you are like an animal, then that is all. No. You yourself know that you are not an animal. And people think that you are like animal, but yet in life, they think they are wise, then also. That is sad. And people follow these people. And as if that is why. People follow human opinion and they don't consider consequence. And this way, it's easy to enter. For it is what? Wide. That's wide gates. The entrance is so wide. As I said, there are no standards. You can do whatever you please. As they suppose think that they have complete freedom from God's law. Well, Yankuk wants them. Who told you? Where is God? Why should you be bound by the law of God? Why should you be bound by God's commandments? That's what people think. And in this way, their conscience do not bother them of their sins. Somebody will say, oh, it's a little fault. After all, we are on the fault. That's how people think. After all, we are on the fault. So we live in sin, we don't care about it. So these people also don't think of their right standing with God, because they don't even care about His standards. And interesting, why they don't think of the standing right with God, with the God of life, they think that life should be happiness and stress-free life. And that is all that life matters. Well, I'm putting away God who holds my life, and yet I want to be happy and have a stress-free life. What a deception. Nobody has ever had that life. It's like golden castles in the air. There's no stress-free life in this world. Whether you, no matter how you live your life, there's no stress-free life. If you can go and find somebody who say has ever lived a stress-free life from his infancy to an old age, it's not true. Everybody has a struggle. Everybody has his problem in life, but in different ways. So there's no stress-free life. People think that is it. So this is also the thing that whether God sees them, God sees their lies, their pride, their cheat, their deceit. Well, that doesn't bother them. After all, God is not real. He cannot see them. They cannot see Him. Where is God? Where can I see Him? If I should see Him, then I'll believe. That's what they will say. If I should see Him, then I'll believe. But I'm sure they also believe that they have life in them. But I'll ask them, have you seen your life before? Those who think that they have to see God, have you seen life before? Yes, you think you have life. Is that not deception? Yeah, you can say, thank God for your answer, because, well, I'm going to be a little bit of a ninyai how. Obia oni how. Obia oni how abraboy mu. Abraboy abraboy how. Yen hwehwe enije was abraboy mu. Hwehwe omu a, hwehwe omu a ebe obe disappointed. And this who think this stress-free life, and who want to create this kind of a life without God for themselves, when they are pressured with life tragedies, you know, when troubles of life comes to their way, or maybe their sinful conduct, they claim that it's just a simple fault, if it lands them in trouble, and which, in that case, they become anxious about life, and sometimes even, there's a reflection of eternity, life after death. That comes to people's mind. They just throw it away. When this thing comes to them, do you know how they do? Quickly, they suppress it. Some of you are among person who do money and yankupon, or would be yankupon cross, or tear any mess more so much as na, or my brother soon any. I'm a person who shall bravo, any jay, and a bravo, how any more. But I won't go more, a bravo, how a meal more. And now, so much as I'm going on with a year or when Funga can't grab a young for 2 hours more. Nasa, a bravo, a hinium, a 2 summer, before you go, say no more than 8. Yes, a bravo be war more, I bet a war a sassu for a basso as to see where now, and I have a passing way, and I said, that you class in a bear mamma, and I bought my dream. Nadia, I'm going to say, a buy a panel, no much as here. To think that for them to think that there's eternity, they cannot live because they have to answer for their life. To think that there's going to be a day of judgment, they cannot live. Somebody can say, I think we'll be a whole mom, a moment in Jukra. So what do? At least they think of some good things about themselves. Is that not what this what do you call them, psychologists or whatever, they tell people if they want to, those who have been stressful and whatever, oh, think good of yourself. You are a good person. You are not a bad person. They tell people, they counsel people. Think of your image, and that will put away the negative aspect of your life. That's what they tell people. This evil. When you think some good thing about your life, so that at least the wrongs you have done, you'll not be so much worried about it. After all, I'm not a bad person. They almost can say, oh, Jim, Papa, why are you here? Then you move on with life. Some also will turn to entertainment. You turn the televisions on, or the movie, or loud music, or whatever. Some even will turn to drunkenness, to just drown their consciences. And sleep over. The next day they will continue until they feel no shame for their sin. If you must cost so now yes, obey them, Yes, because they want to suppress that which helps them to think about life. They don't want to think about life. They want to have a stress-free. And it's not true. You'll be pressured with the calamities of life. And then your answer will be the worst. To tend to think that will make you become a worse sinner still in your sin. It will not take away the guilt. It will not take away the sin. The sins are there before God. One day you have to go and stand there and answer for it. And that will be your answer to God. Though you claim that it's not there, you meet him. That is it. So in this broad way of life, the Bible tells us, many there be which go in thereat. Not a few. There are many, not a few. Many, millions, billions have lived in this broad day. They have gone. Many in this generation are also in the same way. It's sad that people cannot even look at the life of their parents or those who have gone ahead of them. And how all that they pursue in life are death. They took nothing away. And yet they also continue to live the same way, ignoring God and living for this world. They will die, and then their time will come. They also die and pass away. But the day of judgment stands before all these people. It's not a few because it is attractive to world forces. It's a life that is very attractive to them. And it's the life of the unbeliever. Obi onye anje ndi nino na bra bo ni. Emfa so ofa sorry. Emfa so onko sorry. Emfa so okento e Kristo ni. So what na se say ya? This is the life of unbeliever. It doesn't matter whether you go to church or not. If you live this way, where you set your own standards, where you are pursuing what pleasure and happiness for yourself, where you think that this life you must live as you want, you are an unbeliever. Because those who have come to Christ, they have a better purpose for life. They have shown that they have to live to please God, and that is their desire each and every day. But those who think that I must detain myself for myself, I should be happy for myself. Yes, that's the life of the Broadway. You are living for yourself, and you die by yourself. But at the day of judgment, you answer also for yourself. There will be no one to stand, there will be no mediator, there will be no savior. Christ will not stand there for you. You live for yourself, so continue. Deception. But people go on that way. So secondly, think of the narrow way. And the Bible tells us, straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth to life, and few there be that find it. So this is the way that leads to eternal life. And we are told that few find it because there are only few that seek after it. The Lord Jesus Christ is the gate to eternal life. Also, he said that I am the door. By me, if any comes, can enter. He's the gate to eternal life. He's the gate, as well as the way of it. Isn't that interesting? He's the gate and the way. John 14 verse 6. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Also, say I am the door. By me, if any man enters, he is the way to eternal life. He's the way. On his life on earth, when he came to live, he lived a perfect example of righteousness. He has the perfect example of righteousness. He lived completely as a righteous person. Entire obedience and consecration to the Father's will. 100%. Or the Hunyansu manager. And that is what man has to live. Entire obedience to God and to his will, consecration of our life to him. That is what God wants us. And after all, he didn't only do that as an example to show us what perfect righteousness is. He also went to the cross of Calvary to secure the way to heaven. He went to Calvary to die for sin. Not for his sins, he never sinned. He needed not to go there for himself. He is the God of glory. He took on human nature for the purpose to die. Yes, Christ also obey we ask him. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Or before Jesus, son, what to me, who am I? He was living before he came to be born. He's God who was incarnate in the flesh. And he went to the cross for all needy sinners who repent of their sins. Or was sent to answer my bonnet, or more bonnet. Always I repeat this. People think that they can come to Christ as their Savior, but he's not their Lord. It's a deception. Those that Christ saves, he makes them his servants. So you cannot say I'm saved, but I live for myself. That's where false religion comes in. That people think that, well, my back is to change. Oh, my coming money I share, no massacre. And that is all. What a deception. How can you associate yourself with somebody? I met a person, I just spoke to him, and I just move about, yes, I'm with him. We are partners in maybe whatever. Let's say there's a business we have to do. The person went on to the business. Let's say there's a construction site. Well, I want to be part of those people. Okay, maybe you are an engineer or whatever. Okay, I spoke to the one who is the owner of the house. Well, I want to, okay, then come. Okay, well, I've accepted you. And you left the place. You never went there again, and the house was completed. And you walk around, and I'm part of those who built that house because I spoke to the one who owns the house. It's not deception. That's what many people are doing when it comes to Christianity. I went to Christ, I spoke to him, I confessed my sins to him. That is all. You call Christian channel, you can monitor channel. And no. It's a deception. That kind of belief will take you to hell. All those Christ saves, he makes them his servants. If you are not willing to serve Christ, you are not saved. So when you are personal person Christ, now I'm a poor, it's never true. So that is it. So that is what he went to the cross for, this purpose. And then that those that he has died to take away their sin and its punishment, its curse, they are his servants. Only a Christ on poor. Christ or a poor, and yes, I'm a former veteran, sorry, then that be. At the Chieni, at the Sanibia, no Makuma, my dream, Eb Shano, Edinetti, with Rano, Nidin Komo, with the Moshan and Sa, Miss Rano, Oyobia, Oyamada, Oyam Bibia, Bibia, no America, upon the Queen in Kama Central. Now, me did this so, Tiemi, Namina Pensan, as some more chairman of Nia and Tiata Medicine. So why is this gate straight and the way narrow, the way to eternal life? Why is it so? Why did Jesus Christ use this kind of illustration to show us the strictness and maybe how small it is? The first thing we think of this is that because it requires thoughtfulness. The Edikan Egin is there. You don't just, like the Broadway, just wake up, you follow the crowd. No, here. No, many people are Christians, many people claim to be Christians, but you have to think for yourself. I'm sure nobody will enter into a small door when he's carrying a lot of things, that he will not wait and think, would these things allow me to enter? Or will my bag, will I have to go and maybe drag my bag? You think of this first. Obi no be ra a fantasy mua on being said, I didn't like bra, because you come, met chairman home, and I'm too. You stand there and look at how it before you enter. That's how straight gates are. You have to consider how you are going to enter before you move. So it is each person that will come to Christ must first consider his or her course of life. Near about Christ to be an also decay chance. No dream. Now bravo decay. One years I know the offer channel. I also me tell you my JD. No, what did you believe? Also, tenacity. Now, okay, my brother Boni. Now, me yaku pon sam dia kanu. Eya swadin itie rade. My brother Boni yaku pon sam kan. Eya bravo. Eya Boni a bravo. You have to think of it first. And who of you are bravo? So, bravo. Assembly to amuji mi agi a bravo. You don't think of your life by your own standards. People think of that. Well, the Bible says I'm a sinner. He lives it there and think of how sinners. How did the Bible describe sins? You see, that's the mistake people think. People think so that they rush into the error of thinking the bigger sins of their lives. Okay? And they leave their matters that are deeper. So it is that you think of your course of life, you must look at how your life has been as a rebellious against God. In not just some, every part. Your own thinking. Your own thing that makes you happy. The thing that you want to do. That's the Bible tells me it's right or wrong. That's how you think of life. It's only the Bible that gives you that standard. If you hear, well, you are a sinner, the Bible says that we are sinners. Yes, we are sinners because I know I've done something wrong. But how does the Bible tell us about sins? We look at each one of them. And how do sins really make us stand before God? You look at that. God, in Isaiah chapter 66, verse 4. And Isaiah chapter, I've missed the chapter, but verse 4. There's a chapter 64 verse 6, so I've forgotten the chapter, but then it tells us that all our good deeds are like filthy rags. So you see, when you are considering your sin, you also consider even your good deeds as bad. So if it's not the Bible, you think that even your good deeds are precious. But the Bible tells us, because of sin, all our good deeds are tainted with sin. God doesn't accept it. So that I don't come before God claiming Christ's goodness and then, well, I can also add my goodness to Christ. No! The Bible says that all our sins, our righteousness, are like filthy rags before God. So that's how we think of how our life has been. Because the same way, it's a straight gate, a narrow way, because those who will come must repent, must be willing to let go of the things that will not enter. Sins cannot come to Christ. It has to be left, because he will wash it away. Christ died for sin, and yet those that he embraces, he washes away their sins, so that in him they are not sinners. But before they come, they are sinners. Because the Bible tells that Christ died for the ungodly. Christ, who are the So it tells us of repentance. And also, those who come to him are willing to surrender their lives to him. They are willing to they devote themselves to him. Not some part of their life. Every aspect of their life, they want to live for him. Also, those who choose the narrow way come to the Lord to be converted. They know that there should be a change in their heart. They know that all that they do, the good thing they try to do, their heart is full of sin. They're full of love. They're full of envy. They're full of pride. They're full of all sorts of things that God hates in my heart. So that I don't just come to Christ, but I need a heart change. I need to be converted. Except to be converted, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Except a man be born again, you cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You see? So I need to be changed. My heart, God has to do this gracious work of renewing my heart so that my mind and heart can go up to him. This has to be done. And I go to him, I pray about it, and I ask him, Lord, my heart is dirty. My mind is dirty. Change me. That's my prayer. I go to him for that. I don't just say, oh, well, God, I'm a sinner. No, I need a heart change. There's a sin in my heart. Remember that reading we read in Matthew chapter 7, if you can, it tells us that, verse 17. Even so, every good tree cannot bring forth good fruits, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Then also. So that in my heart, if the root is sinful, I cannot produce any good character. I will try to do still the sin. Elsewhere, he said it's a fountain. So that's why he told the Pharisees. The Pharisees were so much concerned with the outward correctness, outward civility. So that even they even thought that if you are eating, you don't wash your hands, it's sin. And Christ told them, no. It's what comes from that defiles us. He spoke about all the pride, the adultery, envy, that is what defiles us. It's not what we take it. It goes to personal hygiene, but before God, it's not personal hygiene that takes us to heaven. It's heart hygiene. When our hearts are pure and clean by the blood of Christ, when we have a heart that is so in line with his word, that we are not afraid and ashamed to own him as our Savior when he died on the cross of Calvary. So that is it. So we must be converted. And that's a sense of need of change of heart. And our need should be so much greater as that of blind Bartimaeus. Do you know the story about blind Bartimaeus? He was sitting by the gate to Jericho. Jesus Christ was passing by. He couldn't walk. He was a blind person. He couldn't see him. He couldn't really go among the crowds. But he heard that the Son of God, Jesus Christ, passed. He said, "Thou Son of David, have mercy on me." Initially, they didn't hear him. Even people were saying that, keep silent. Well, I mean, he cannot hear you. But he went on and shouted to Christ, stopped, and said, call him for me. And then he healed him. That's how our asking from God should be. It should be in the same way. So we should not hold our peace till Christ changes our heart. We should not be content with superficial Christianity. We should press on. The kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violence taken by. But this is the meaning of the word. I should do violence to my own willfulness to love sin, so that I can yield myself to Christ. There's no violence where people think that I should break so I'm prosperous in this world. That's not the meaning of the word. The kingdom of God is spiritual, it's not of this world. And I enter in with that sense of, Lord, forgive my sin. Sense of as a beggar. I don't enter in without pride, as people think that I should be in this world. No, it's spiritual. And the blessings are spiritual, it's not of this world. Okay, so I move on. My time is going. Also, we think of the straight gate and narrow way to the eternal life is so because it doesn't admit groups of persons, but individuals. There must be a personal coming to Christ who is the door. A door admits at least one person at a time. A small door admits one person at a time. We must come to him, and we come to him alone. It's interesting that when we think of Christianity, before you become a Christian, you think that, well, how can I enjoy a Christian life? It's a life that tells me to not chase after worldly pleasures, not chase after this, not follow my pleasure. So what is Christian life? So sometimes you think that, what if I give myself to Christ entirely, what a violence. But if you become a Christian, you know that there have been many, many who have also become Christians. And there are many, by and by you meet many who are also on this way of righteousness, even this life, who have also become genuine Christians, are really devoting their life to Christ. Though on the outside you see, well, many people who go to church are better than them. Although many people who go to church, I remember last I took a truck for going to Dakuma. There was a young lady so furious about somebody saying that, well, that's why I don't go to church, because even Muslims are better than those who go to church, because you are saying of me, the bad thing that the person who goes to church have done to it. But that's not the way we approach our approach to how we think of being a Christian. We don't look at what somebody who came to a Christian have done, and I say, well, I can't be a Christian. You deceive yourself. It's not like that. Many people claim to be Christian, but they are hypocrites. You can find them everywhere. So you don't measure Christianity by people you see. Measure Christianity by what the Bible says and testify. If the person doesn't live according to what the Bible says, he's not a Christian. No matter how, whatever he claims. So it is. So we realize that we are not alone. There are thousands already on this way. Though each one of them came individually. If it's a family, father, mother, children should come individually. Yet when we come and we have come to Christ, we realize that we are all having the same purpose of life. It's beautiful when you find Christians like that, that they also have the same purpose of life as we have. Though there are few to be found truly even in churches. I mean, in general, when you talk of the general look of churches. So there are many who have come and they came to surrender their life to Christ and live. They are willing to live under him individually. Each one wants to live under him. And everyone who chooses this way says, in all matters in this life and of eternity, it is not my will, but the Lord's will. So that I don't live for myself, I don't decide for myself, I look up to him and what he wants my life to be. I don't think, well, I'm in this situation, well, why am I in this? No, I know that he's in charge of my life. But the Bible tells us, all things work together for good to them that love God. Those who are called according to his purpose. So that if he puts me in a situation where I feel uncomfortable, I only cry to him for help, for strength. If he wants me to be there, he will strengthen me. If he wants to relieve me, he will relieve me. So I come to my last part and I'm done. That's the destination. Because we are looking at the roads, the two roads, and we now think of their destinations. For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many there be which go in the right, and narrow is the way which leads unto life. And few there be that find it. The most important thing about roads or ways is their destination. And also, if you are walking on a road, you are going somewhere. That's the purpose of taking it, your path as you went. They say they will hear or acquire what they said. Because so that is very important. For instance, who continue on a road that he's made aware that there are armed robbers and kidnappers on that road? No wise person will continue on that road. Even the most stronger person will not go there. I'm sure we have heard of military men or policemen being robbed at gunpoint at some times or there. They who are security men, and will you believe yourself to go to a place where there are kidnappers? In normal life, we don't do that. So the Lord says to everyone, enter in at the straight gate. Why? Because he has shown the dangers and destruction on the way of sin. He has shown us the way of this world is sin. It leads to destruction. That's why he said that, it's a command, enter. It's somebody he knows this world. He knows our lives. And he knows which one is good for us. So he said, enter. There are dangers ahead. So don't enter the other way. Don't go along with those who are living in rebellion against God. Enter. But the ways of sin, the ways of those who rebel against God, the ways of those who want to live by their own laws, the ways of those who want to be free from God's commands. He said, no, don't enter where you come under God's command, where you have to, your life will count for God, where God will smile at you, when he looks at your life. He said that this the way, the broad way is the way that leads to destruction. And indeed, the life of a sinner gives no real peace and comfort in this life. And with pressures, then that pressure, I mean, it takes his course of action. His pressures, and then that pressure takes away his so-called peace and comfort he has in this world. Look, the most comfort, the person who lives as though at the most easy, the person who lives so-called comfortably, let a little trouble comes. It's like having, having your favorite meal, and before the food comes, you realize that your tooth is paining you. The food is there, you smell it nice, but you cannot eat. That's how the world is. You may have everything, but there will be a speck of trouble. You cannot enjoy it. And then you even despise it. Or when you have everything, you are ill. You cannot even taste the simple food you want. If you have everything. So this world, if you think of peace and comfort, you deceive yourself. And then finally, a sinner's life leads to eternal hell. That's what people don't want to think of it. The worldly happiness a sinner pursues will not follow him after death. Look at those entertainers, when they die, they don't go to the grave with entertainment. They go there like anybody, like some who never enjoy entertainment in this world. They lie down lifeless. They carry them to the grave lifeless. Like any other, nobody, somebody who never enjoy entertainment. Look at all those entertainers, popular people who have died. If you watch their phone, now they lie down. As if their mouth is closed. Their tongue is dumb. Where is the power of their charisma? It's all gone. And yet in life, they were the most cherished people. But at death, even a baby, we want to listen to the music of a baby than them. Because it makes sense. They cannot speak. You see? Whatever we pursue us, what will not follow us to death. Whatever enjoyment we think that we want to have, at death, it doesn't follow us. In hell, not a drop of happiness is there. People think that they'll be happy. I mean, well, I remember when I was young, I remember people say, well, when we go to hell, we'll find Bob Marley. We'll find those reggae stars that have died. It's a joke. It's a foolishness. And in hell, there's no drop of happiness there. The Lord Jesus told us, the lovers and the rich man. The rich man who lived carelessly for this, when he died, he realized, no, he wanted a drop of water. There's no drop of happiness in hellfire. There's not. It is rather bitterness of conscience. All the bad things you have done, it will be enlarged. And you feel the shame and the pain, but there will be no relief. In this world, when you feel the pain in your conscience, you can go to Christ and confess your sins to Him. He's willing to save and forgive you. But in hell, who will save you? God's mercy will be taken away. Enlargement of regret of every sin. In hell, every sin you have done, God will allow you that it will that you feel the pain of it without any comfort. Yes, the end of focus of some gym and the job and from. If we have to four, I'm with you at the gym and you move up in the gym and come on a mother coming in. Obia one gym and also a cosa. Necassa of some gym and the gym about Ukraine. Love was a rich man, used to do this year, Fatuma. I said, Love was a rich man, your call on some gym in Suba Ukraine or Pawna. Name Momono, a tipua, a moon, a beer drew. Oh, Bonnie, I be a better so as to dear back as we move. But Christian for Beijing. But if we are seeing me at your son, Sunday, we will say, you couldn't even have a bonnet channel. And for only Bonnie, I obey you a bonnet home, you obey your bonnet home, a bobo, no my yang, no one in one, no my bonifacher, name one toy, and some pray you. But the cobble and some gem, Bonnie, I will call the back. That we're going to give you that. Obey them, sir. So Christ says, enter in at a straight gate, because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. It's a few. So Christ is telling us that to experience reconciliation with God by faith in Christ and eternal happiness is what everyone must seek after. To have my sins forgiven me, and know that God is now my friend, that God is my Father, that God I can really think of him, and I'm not afraid, because my life is pleasing to him, because Christ has washed me with his blood. And then God has also promised me of eternal happiness. So each one of us, you must consider your life. Each one of us. Where is your life leading you to? Is it leading you to this way of, or do you have, are you in the way of life where you are only waiting for eternal happiness? Or are you living in a way that is in rebellion against God, in the other side, where you are not even sure when Christ comes? No matter how you go to the station, you ask people, do you know Christ will come? They say yes. But what will be a day of judgment? Well, I don't know. Are you like them? Or there are people who also claim to know that Christ will receive them, and yet they don't have their faith in him. They think that their good works and what Christ has done. No. It must be him alone for nothing. So where is your life leading you to? Have you completely surrendered your life to Christ? Or part of your life? Christ don't need partial submission. He wants the whole, else he wouldn't receive it. So if you have not, you can also go to him. Call on him. He's never willing to receive anyone who cries to him. May the Lord help us as we think on this. Let's pray together.